to Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashun the Man with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and the things that we can do to help. This week, I'm out and about, and I visited the BT Young Scientists exhibition to find out what one pair of Wicklow students are doing about the environment. Amy Duggan and Emer Lawler of St. Mary's College in Arklow told me about Deodorant 101, a solution to pollution.
So our hypothesis was that we can make our own homemade deodorant that has the same effects like preventing body odour and sweat that any deodorant filled with chemicals could.
And so where did this idea come from?
We've always known that like aerosol deodorants are really bad for the environment, and there's always a really long list of ingredients, and we wanted to know whether we can make our own deodorant that has the same effect as one of those that doesn't harm the environment or our health. Yeah.
And I'm looking at the, you've got here in front of us, so you've got the ingredient list for your product versus a product you'd get at a supermarket. It's really fascinating. Only 7 ingredients it takes to create this deodorant.
Yeah, shea butter and coconut oil, beeswax, baking soda, arrowroot flour starch, and then essential oils, whatever one you want to put in for the scent.
And it just goes to show, you know, that it doesn't take a lot to make something sustainable.
Yeah, and it's a lot cheaper as well, so...
Yeah, because I think that's kind of a narrative that is going on right now, that you have to spend loads and loads of extra money to get the same kinds of products, but an environmentally friendly version of that. So this is a great way to kind of change that narrative. So the ingredients that you've got in this deodorant, they're very, very basic that anybody can source.
Yeah, they're really easy to find. And since you have, like, you buy them in bulk, so you can make it over and over again, which is, again, cheaper than buying it in a shop. They're one of the brand names.
And so tell me a bit about St. Mary's. So you are in TY. How long have you been working on this project?
We've been working on this project since about September. A lot more in the recent months because, you know, the competition's coming up. But... yeah, since September, we've worked on it a lot.
So tell me a bit more about the BT Young Scientist exhibition. There's a really amazing buzz in the air, isn't there?
Yeah, we've met lots of nice people, and in the activities in the evening have been great fun. Like, and we've met so many good people, and the projects are so good. Like, yeah.
And the competition's really fierce as well, isn't it?
Yeah, there is lovely people and lovely projects around.
And so what's the future of this project?
Well, we've been approached by some people asking us whether we wanted to enter competitions like Young Environmentalists and Enterprise Ireland to sell our deodorant, or to just advertise it more to the general public to show the veganism is good.
And that was Amy Duggan and Emer Lawler of St. Mary's College in Arklow telling me all about Deodorant 101, a solution to pollution. Global Action Plan were there as well, and they told me what they're all about. Here's Evie Kenny, Freya Hobbs and Luke Strahan.
Well, Global Action Plan is an organisation that delivers education and like knowledge and skills for giving solutions to the climate crisis. So things like bringing adults into schools and giving the teachers the training that they need, because as most people know, like education on climate change isn't a subject in schools. And Global Action Plan kind of works on giving that education to children that don't have access to that at all.
We care about Global Action Plan because obviously we care about the sustainable development goals.
All about Earth and about nature Earth. And just the planet we live on in general.
Yeah, it's close to our heart because, you know, I plan on making a difference on our planet. I like putting in work and participating in everything that we've put together, especially here with Global Action Plan. So
why are you here today at the BT Young Scientists exhibition?
Well, BT it's a huge opportunity for loads of like-minded people to come together, and it's also amazing that we were able to get a stall. We had a stall here last year, and this year it's just great that we have that involvement and that we have that presence in the place so people can come and speak to us and ask questions.
So what is this that I'm looking at here?
So today we were working on like video parts with young people and teachers, and the question was, how do you think science can help in solving the climate crisis? Because obviously there's so many talented young people here with their science project, so that was kind of our main focus for the videos.
As well as getting other people to, you know, participate in surveys and scanning our codes and stuff, just to get more awareness.
Stay tuned over the coming weeks to hear more about how I got on at the BT Young Scientists exhibition. In the meantime, you can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website ars2protect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commissioner Naman with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Naman with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.